You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Myself. Hello, hello, you guys. So if you're tuning in right now, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And sadly, this is our last show for the season. Tonight,
it went by fast.
I know, it went by so quickly. We were just talking about that earlier. We're going to recap for you both reunions, part one and part two. And we have a special caller that's going to be calling in. And let's just go around the table and introduce ourselves. To my left.
Hey, guys, it's Susan Hahn.
Hi, it's Natalie Haller.
Hey, everyone, it's Giselle Ugardi, and always live tweeting at Giselle Ugardi.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. And I'm Deanna Vaughn, and you can tweet me at GoToGirlTV. And joining us on the phone, we've got Mari on the phone, and pretty soon we're going to have another guest calling in, Kevin. So we're just going to get started, and, you know, everybody can kind of hop in. All right, so we've got two reunions we're recapping today, one and two. I don't know. We could just talk about everything together. Here's the first thing. Well, why am I hearing music?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We'll just keep going. So here's the first thing. Obviously, Adrian didn't show up. And I say obvious because, you know, we heard a lot about it in the tabloids, about her, you know, not showing up to the reunion.
And they brought it up in conversation.
Yes. Everybody brought it up in conversation. Are we surprised that she did not, you know, her last appearance was, you know, the season finale and not the reunion? And Andy seemed pretty salty about
it. No, I'm not
surprised.
I was more surprised by Andy's statement at the beginning of the reunion. I thought he really laid her down, like, this is not okay. And, you
know, it's a job.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be professional to the very end.
Yeah.
And I was glad that Andy called her out, too, because I feel like in the last couple of reunions, Andy's sort of been a little more timid than he has in the past, probably because he's gotten so close to some of these ladies.
Right.
And also he sees that they clearly understand their celebrity and what they're able to ask for in terms of their requests and their salaries. And so I was kind of glad that he's finally like, all right, I feel like it kind of showed that it was him saying, you're leaving, and guess what, bitch, you're not coming back.
I'm with you, Giselle. I'm glad for the first time we're actually seeing him not be so, you know, sitting on the side of the fence, that he really had an opinion about it and he shared it with everybody. Because I think, you know, regardless of everything that happened during the season, she should have showed up. You know, it's part of the show. It's part of her obligation to the show. And
she copped out.
Yeah.
And I think they accommodated her so much also during the season by not airing her secret and, you know, to deal with her attorneys and everything. Yeah. I think the least she could have done is shown up at the reunion.
She told every other tabloid about what's going on, so...
Exactly. Mari, did you have something to add?
Yeah, I was going to say, in Us Magazine, she said the reason she didn't show up is because Paul has issued a gag order against her, so she can't talk about anything relating to their marriage or her children. But she could have gone on and talked about all the other things related to the drama with the wives, and so that, to me, is a bogus excuse, and I completely loved Andy's response. And I loved when he threw her shirt with her tagline behind his back. She should have been there.
You know what? I think the gag order is a bunch of BS, and I say that because Paul, you know, he taped a little segment, and we saw that last night. So how is it that he was able to tape a little something and kind of, you know, he didn't really go into detail about things, but he came on, we saw, you know, we heard his piece. So I think that's a bunch of BS about a gag order with her. So
Agreed.
And I just think she's full of BS. I mean, after this season, I mean, we're just so disappointed in how she handled things, you know? I mean,
yeah.
The girls mentioned that, you know, they had to deal with deal with the not the rumor, but deal with the
issue, the unspoken issue
that
drama.
Okay, you guys, we have our special caller on the line. Kevin, are you there?
She,
darling. Hello.
Oh, this isn't Kevin.
Hi.
Oh, sorry. You're expecting engagement. You got a Latino. You have to deal with it.
Oh, who is this? Fierce. Who is this?
Oh, sorry. My name's Chris, and I'm calling from the Bronx, New York.
Hey, baby. Hey. Uptown, baby. Sorry, we got you confused. We're expecting another caller. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm interrupting. No, I know he's calling again, so let me not, like, screw with the rhythm. They got an itinerary.
We love it. So what did you think about the reunions?
Oh, where to begin? I live for a hot mess, but it was definitely interesting to watch. I mean, they kind of made it about Kim towards the end of it. It became very, like, Kim-centered. I mean, I understand why. I mean, she's obviously come a long way, so people want to give her, you know, the respect that it deserves. Kudos to you. But, wow, I mean, it was more than I expected, at least.
I think she needed it, though. I feel like she's just such on a breaking point that she needed the love and the attention and the spotlight on her for a change.
Well, she needed it. She was calling it on her. But I kind of agree with you, Chris. I felt like the first couple times I was okay with it. And after a while, I was like, all right.
Yeah, it was just
We've gone over it.
Yeah, it's I'm good. Okay. Like, we know that she's gone through sobriety. We know, you know, it's been tough. But I agree. It was a Kim Fest. It was a, you know, let's pat her on the back and make sure she's feeling okay. I was kind of over it towards the end.
Yeah. How did you guys feel with Yolanda and Kim's little battle?
Woo!
Let me tell you,
I was not expecting that.
Bronx?
Yeah,
I want to chime in.
Bronx, baby.
Ooh, Yolanda was, I mean, okay. I totally understand. I'm getting caught up. Backstory. I was on the same page as Yolanda, but off it, on it, not kind of veering off again. And she's not doing much to save her reputation at this point.
She's
kind of like doing little things every now and then that are just like, oh, why do you do this? You're doing so well. It's like when you like train your child to do good and like the game and then it starts slacking. I was like, ooh, it's okay. Get him next time.
I'm on the same bus as you. Did you catch the part where Kim's like, I remember you said that. And she's like, do you remember? And she totally mocked her. That should have been a shoe flown out her head.
Well, I thought that when
Kim was calling people out, like, no, I remember this conversation. Mm-hmm. This is what I said. This is what we're talking about. I was completely lucid. Don't try it with me, Yolanda.
Did you guys feel like that was overcompensating?
Well, I almost feel like she's been placed in a position where she kind of has to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because at this point, no one believes, you know, her sobriety. Like, everyone's thinking that she's falling back on her old ways. So I think she's in a place where she has to prove herself. She has to do those things. So I don't think she had any other choice. But I wanted to ask you guys, were you surprised to see that Yolanda was the one that was really under attack for these reunions? Because
no.
You weren't surprised?
No, because you know what I really respected when Kim was like, you know, every time you said or did something wrong, you blamed your accent or that you're being from a different country or your disease. And Yolanda got so upset. She's like, don't bring my disease into it. Well, you know what, bitch? Alcoholism is a disease too. And you shouldn't knock that and you shouldn't mock it and you shouldn't, you know, just brush it under the table because that's also a disease. And this, I mean, you see that Kim is definitely struggling, and I just thought that that was a low blow on Yolanda's part.
I thought that it was a good observation because if you think about it, it's sort of true. What Kim said about Yolanda, about the excuse that she does use time and time again, and there are certain times where I do think the excuse is valid, but then there are other times where I'm like, really?
Well, Chris, you said that you are a Latino gay man calling from the Bronx. How did you feel about her comment about being gay being a choice and that you're not born gay? What's your take on that?
Oh my God, that was the first like screeching halt of that bus. It went full reverse, back it up off the cliff. It was totally not even happening. I mean, you saw kind of closed-mindedness when she started talking about her daughter in mid-season. I was like, oh, I swear to God, I called it. Right when she said that comment, I'm like, that's a reunion question right there. They're so going to blow up her spot about that. Because you can't get away with saying something like that on a Bravo TV show.
Oh,
like,
no.
Let's be real.
Especially with Andy.
I mean, Yeah, you saw Andy's face,
and he called it out.
Like that. No, not happening.
But then she kept on saying, well, you know, that's actually debatable. Let's talk about it later. It's like, you should have
But she said it had something to do with her child.
Or I don't know if she said her child.
No, she said that she knew someone.
Somebody she knew. Somebody she knew that went back or something like that.
That's probably because that person felt judged.
I mean, part of the whole discovering yourself thing is that you're not sure half the time.
Sometimes you got to like dabble in all the pools before you're certain about it. That doesn't mean anything less valid.
Chris, were you dabbling in some pools up in the Bronx?
Listen, I went fishing once and it was not fun.
Chris. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it getting your feedback.
Thank you, guys. I watch you guys every single day at work while I'm doing my little spreadsheet.
Who's your favorite?
Thank you. We love you. Don't be
That's so mean. I will say
Which one of us do you trust most?
Thank you, bro. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy, ladies.
Bye. Oh, I love him.
So cute.
All right, y'all. So, okay, where do we pick up from? Mara, are you still there?
Yes, I am. And he was absolutely hilarious, and I totally agree with him on Yolanda and the gay comments and everything.
Really quickly, I've gotten a lot of tweets blowing up today, so I just want to give shout-outs today.
Can we do shout-outs at the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just as right now, girls are saying live tweets, not just general ones. Gary, Jonathan, Adrian, and Tamara, who are watching, saying that they love our show, that they're sad that we're going to leave. So,
thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
You'll see us, hopefully, soon on New Jersey. Hopefully we'll start to see that pop up. Okay, let's dig more into this reunion. We're going to just jump around a little bit, but were you guys, I said this to Susan earlier before we went live, I was surprised that we didn't hear more about Faye, because I feel like towards the end and even towards the beginning
we didn't really hear anything about Faye.
I mean, yeah, like she had such a big part of staring crap up, and I feel like I know she wasn't present at the reunion, but I'm surprised Kyle didn't get a little flack since that's her friend, you know, and it was such a big issue. Like, were you guys surprised about that?
No, because Kyle basically brushed it off, and she was just like, listen, you know, Faye is her own mouthpiece. You know, Faye is going to say what Faye wants to say. And she's like, you know, I've known her for X amount of years. Mm-hmm. I mean, what can she say about Faye?
I just don't understand why she didn't go.
I'm surprised
because she was invited.
I doubt that. They always have, you know, the adopted housewives come on. And
Marissa Faye wasn't there either.
Yeah, this year they didn't have any of the extra friends.
Camille wasn't invited.
And I'm kind of surprised that they weren't invited, given the fact that Adrian wasn't there. I feel like that extra drama factor was kind of missing, and I'm surprised once Adrian said she wasn't going to go, Andy didn't pick up the phone and call Faye or Marissa or Camille to join in. I mean, even Mauricio and Ken were on at the end.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a matter of them not being invited or maybe Faye didn't show up because Adrian didn't show up. I don't know. I just found it very interesting that those two characters were missing.
Well, you know, there was also statements in the history of all the housewives. There has never been this much animosity towards a housewife like there was towards Faye. And maybe that's why she was just like, you know what, I'm out. Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Maybe Bravo was. They just wanted to distance themselves from even that idea that Faye might be the next housewife. Because I think they were getting a lot of...
I think they would have loved it.
Negative.
I mean, how many people hate Kim G, for example?
But Kim G...
Or the drunk one from from Orange County who took the little sugar piece off the cake, who keeps on showing up to parties and totally just spit all over my microphone. But, I mean, I feel like they love that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised that they wouldn't have.
But maybe they were getting so many threats that they're like, you know what? Faye is just not worth it.
I don't know, but it was a disappointment for sure, because I feel like she had a really big role in this season, especially when it came to stirring the pot about stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I wish I could. I would have rather have seen Faye and Marissa than Mauricio and Ken. Put it like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that Mauricio and Ken segment.
I mean, I love them, but like it was like snooze fest. Like what really, you know? Obviously, Mauricio and Brandy kind of got into it, but I feel like just because they're men, like, they squashed that a long time ago. They're not
Why dig it up?
Why dig it up? So
I was also just kind of surprised
there was so much emphasis at the reunion on Yolanda and on Kim, Kyle and Mauricio and the real estate business. There were so many other big storylines this season, especially Brandy and Faye, that even if the Faye wasn't there, I'm surprised they didn't discuss it, or if they did, it obviously made the chopping block during editing, because I don't know, Brandy was involved in a lot of shit and a lot of drama this season, and I feel like there wasn't that much focus on
Brandy,
her at the reunion.
I agree.
Yeah, I feel like they just made a conscious effort because she's been raked over the coals so many times. And as much as I do love Brandy, I do, like, sometimes the thing that she's, the stuff that she says, she needs a filter sometimes.
For example,
she made the comment to Kyle about, I think you want to see your sister fail. I think you want to, you know, not see her succeed and not be sober.
And I cringed at first, but as Brandy elaborated on it, I can see where she was coming from. Kyle saw where she was coming from, and even Kim saw where Brandy was coming from with that statement. And she even said maybe fail is the wrong word, but Kyle, and, you know, it's like you have to see it from both sides, because, yes, we don't know what Kyle's been through, but at the same time, Kyle is coming off like she's kind of rooting for her sister to just fail and just get it over with, you know?
I think at the end of the day, though, those two women are sisters, and their relationship goes beyond this show, beyond what we see on camera. We have no idea,
of course,
like, what their world has been
like.
So I just, you know?
I get that, but you are on television, so you really have to be mindful of what you say and how you say it, especially when it involves a family member. And I think that maybe that was Randy's point, but of course she just cuts to the bullshit and she just says it how she says it, you know?
Being someone who has been in Kyle's position before and dealing with a sibling that is that way, I have to say that it's definitely something that's a lot harder than it seems. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easier said than done.
Of course.
It's really a roller coaster of emotions. You're proud of them. You're rooting for them. You're disappointed in them. You're angry with them. Mm-hmm. You're used to them disappointing you. Mm-hmm. And this is even something that I talked to Kyle about when I was at her store, that it can seem like that's happening. And sometimes it's not so much that you're rooting for them to fail. It's just that you're used to it happening.
Yeah.
And that you're just waiting for it to happen because you are so used to getting hurt. You're mm-hmm. so used to, for example, you know, we all know Kyle's a crier. Mm-hmm. We all know she's an emotional person and she puts family first. And so I think I don't think that it was worded correctly in mm-hmm. that way, but, you know, it's not something that can be one way or the other.
Yeah. I just, Brandy, she redeemed herself a little bit when explaining it, but I'm just like, gosh, here we go again with another, like, snap comment out of your mouth.
Because,
like,
you know what? She will cut a bitch.
She's a truth cannon.
Quotes on quote.
I like that.
Right? A truth cannon. And Lisa's like, you cannot say that.
Oh, my God. Well, let's talk about Kyle and Lisa. So Kyle definitely got a lot of daggers thrown at her this reunion. Do you guys really think that her relationship and her husband's relationship with Adrian, for instance, or even with Kim, or I'm sorry, not Kim, with Lisa, like, how authentic do you think her relationships are, especially when the whole, like, selling the houses and all that shit came up?
I think, honestly, and I know that one person, at least, Kelly Black's going to disagree with me, but I think Mauricio handled himself really well, and I mm-hmm. thought that he kind of redeemed himself at the reunion. You know, I think he explained his position really well. I mean, with the whole Lisa Kyle thing, those are the wives that are battling. I mean, what's he going to do? Like, hey, Lisa, you want to have dinner? Or, you know, and I mean, I think that has, I really genuinely believe that the reason that he's distant from them is because Kyle is distant from them. And he's not distant from Paul or Adrian. He still has a great relationship with them. Mm-hmm. He hired Paul's nephew to work at his company.
He has a business relationship with them. You know, I don't get the feeling that Kyle and Mauricio really associate with socialize with the Maloofs that much. I just didn't get that.
Well,
feeling,
I mean,
all along,
to hear,
you know,
it out of Lisa's mouth, one would think that, okay, we're done selling their house. We're not friends anymore.
And I don't think it's that.
Yeah.
But I just got the impression that that Kyle and Lisa, they're friends before the show. You know, Kyle and Faye, obviously.
Not
and
anymore.
Kyle and Marissa. Right. But, you know, that Adrian, you know, some of these ladies seem to have relationships that are more on camera than off.
I agree.
I just always got the impression that Kyle and Adrian's relationship was more like that.
On camera.
Well, yeah. But you can tell that Kyle Kyle and Lisa's, well, Kyle genuinely does care about Lisa, and that Lisa does care about Kyle.
Well, yet again, Brandy, she puts another zinger out there, and she says to Lisa, so basically Mauricio sold Lisa and Ken's old home, and then Lisa made the comment, well, after you sold my house, I really never heard from you. And then Brandy, remember Brandy's just like, well, you know, I speak to Lisa outside of, you know, the show and the cameras, and I asked her if she'd heard from you, and she said no. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Kyle did a lot of defending.
It's like, who do you believe? You
know? But they used to.
Yeah, I think they were before
their
the show.
House was even on the market. Yeah. They used to. Because remember, there was that whole feud where Lisa got jealous of Kyle and Taylor's relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. But, I mean, I think this whole relationship of theirs deteriorated when the last reunion show, when Kyle was basically like, right. You're calculated and being friends with you is like a game of chess.
Such an insult.
I mean, what do you think will happen, darling, after you say something like that to me?
And then your friend Faye quotes it.
Yes.
Party.
Yeah.
I mean. And then there was chances and chances even this season where Lisa is like, okay, this is a time. If you want to jump in, step in a little bit, there you go. And all these opportunities that were given to Kyle, she didn't take it. And I mean, I understand where Lisa's coming from. It's like, listen, should I give my love and attention to someone that truly has my back, who's honest with me, or should I give my love and attention to this one that kind of throws me under the bus, talks shit about me, and lies to my face? I mean, what would we do? You know what I mean? I would go with Brandy.
It's interesting, too, because I feel like Lisa, with their whole situation, Lisa's all about the actions, whereas Kyle's like, I just want you to say I love you.
Yeah.
I just want you to say I'm sorry.
But
like,
that's the whole
doing?
Dr. V.
Yeah. Lisa's definitely about the actions. She's about, you know, your actions speak louder than your words. I mean, do you think that Kyle looks a little two-faced now to everybody?
Can I just say, with Kyle, I do kind of think that the target was on her this reunion, and I don't agree with everything she does this season, but I do think that it was kind of unfair to her, the reunion. Basically, they were saying that Mauricio, you know, buddies, Mauricio and her buddy up to people and then knock them off. Then they're bringing in the fact that she wants her sister to fail, and then they're bringing up the fact that she's a bad friend to Lisa, and I just thought that some of the attacks were not justified, and especially, I know you guys talked about the Brandy one, but I didn't get a chance to jump in. I thought that that was very uncalled for Brandy to discuss anything about a sister and her relationship with her sister. Mm-hmm. I understand the beef between Lisa and Kyle, and Susan, I agree with you. It stems from the reunion last season, and Lisa feels that she can't trust Kyle. But that doesn't give all the wives the right to kind of attack Kyle and try to drag Mauricio's newly formed business in the mud by trying to claim that he's just so greedy that he just wants to buddy up to these women just to sell their houses. I just don't think that's right. Mm-hmm. And I felt like Kyle and Mauricio had to be on the defensive almost the entire reunion, and it was just surprising because Kyle was not the villain this season. Adrian was the villain. Kyle, I don't always agree with her, but I just didn't think that it was right to have so much of that focus against her.
Yeah, it did. I think within these two reunion episodes between Kyle and Yolanda, it's like I'm not sure who got the, you know, the brunt of everything. But the two of them, I think they definitely got beat up just a little bit.
I agree.
A little bit.
I just felt like, you know what, Kyle, she just did so much defending on the wrong side, so to say, maybe the Faye Adrian thing, rather than just, if you're going to stay neutral, just stay neutral.
Yeah.
But she just kind of opened her mouth at the wrong places at the wrong time, and maybe that's why. And I think Yolanda, I mean, so do we blame the other housewives for kind of wanting to get an explanation for why she did certain things or why she said certain things? And do we blame, you know, why Yolanda was getting a lot of heat for it, you know? I mean, there's reasons why all the focus went on them too instead of Brandy, was really, you know?
Well, I think Yolanda was getting heat because of her blogs. And I read just about every single one of her blogs. And it's interesting because throughout the season, we were slowly getting to know Yolanda. Mm-hmm. We were slowly getting to see her. Yeah, on her blogs, if you were reading her blogs in tandem with the show, she was revealing quite a bit. She was really speaking her mind in the blogs, yet you didn't see it so much on camera till the end. So
that's because on camera, she was still trying to assess these women And by the time she's writing the blogs, she understands a lot more. We've talked about the fact that she's the kind of woman who sits back at first and makes her judgments and then discusses it. So I don't think that the fact, like, because Kyle brought up, oh, well, you'll write about it in my blog, in your blog, but not to my face. I think because of that time lapse, it took her time to make these judgments.
Right.
And I think also it's the kind
of
thing where...
We have a caller.
Yeah, we have a caller.
Caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
Hello, Marty.
Hello!
Hi, Hi, Kevin.
How are you?
Can we let him do his tagline? Because we're all...
Kevin, give us a she.
She, Beverly Hills.
Thank you. Thanks so much for calling in, Kevin. So we were just in the middle of dishing about Yolanda. So now, I don't know if you can answer this, but do you have a favorite housewife?
We asked him last time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, of course.
I love Lisa.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
We did ask you last time who your favorite housewife was, but we didn't ask you about Yolanda. Do you have any stories to share about Yolanda or any opinions on her?
Yolanda, I mean, she's a nice lady.
Nice lady? Okay.
But... of course, she married a few times. I mean, when ladies get, little
drunk.
It's behind when they married a couple of times more. So,
okay.
I don't know. I'm going to be sure.
We know you have to be PC. Did you watch the reunion at all?
I got his answer.
Yeah. Kevin, did you watch?
Or not.
Kevin, did you watch the reunion at all?
What do you think of Yolanda?
We were actually just discussing Yolanda as you called in. We were saying how for the reunion, she definitely got beat up quite a bit, and we think it's because partly because of her blog. Because in the beginning, she was a little reserved, and we didn't really get to see too much of who she was. But if you read her blog, she was really giving her opinions. And towards the end, I happened to love her. Towards the end, she was definitely speaking her mind and, being fair. But I think she got beat up a little bit in the reunion.
What the whole blog thing is that she's so opinionated on it. It doesn't matter if you need time to kind of digest it. It's like, I think the issue is that she's so black and white. It's that, yes, everyone needs time to process things. No one could be as witty as we want to be. But sometimes it's like, if I'm so so black to you and then so white to you, it's just like, that's where these women are having issues with her. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a Yolanda fan. I jumped on the wagon and then I jumped off because certain things and certain way, like how she reacts, I think Kim said it best. Like, you give an excuse. It's either your accent or you're from Holland or whatever. Like, there's always an excuse for something. And I was very offended by a lot of things that she said.
Yeah.
That no matter how she tries to spin it, at the end of the day, she said it.
Well, something else Yolanda admitted. She said that prior, to her joining the cast, that she never watched any of the seasons.
What does that have to do with her character?
Well, but here's what I'm asking. Do you think that was, A, wrong of her to even admit that she'd never seen it, just to at least get to know the ladies a little bit, and know what she's getting into? Like, what do you think about that?
I don't blame her, but I also... to an extent, don't really believe her, because why would you sign up for something like that when
cockroaches every night? Like, how do you not?
Yeah.
How do you sign something that you don't even know what you're getting into?
In Beverly Hills,
she just doesn't seem like someone who would just sign up for something to get paid. Like, she doesn't need the money.
Well, Kevin, is she like that in real life as she is on TV?
Yeah, you know what, though? She's really just whatever you see her, that's who she is.
Okay.
She's, even normal life, she's just like basically the same.
So what you see is what you get, basically.
Exactly.
Kevin, I wanted to ask you about Kyle and Mauricio. A lot of the women were claiming that Kyle and Mauricio only become friends with people so that Mauricio can sell their homes, and then once he's done selling their home, they drop them. What do you think about that?
Well, that's true. He's in the business. So, you know what it's like. In Beverly Hills, they're all about, they're so superficial. you know, so if you have money, they can, you know, buy some, you know, extra, you know, beautiful homes. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. He was very close to with them and then do all kinds of stuff. But if you're just done with them, and you know, what for? You know, their life is so busy. We are living a very busy lifestyle. And, you know, you're just like, you know, what for? Right here. So, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, all these ladies, they just want something from you. You know, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about. I have another question for you, Kevin. Out of all of the ladies, who do you think has the most genuine relationship outside of the show?
Lisa, for sure. In and out, she's really truthfully, she's a really smart lady. She knows what she's doing. She thinks very straightforward, and she knows what she wants. She's getting what she wants, and she really focused on everything. Look at her. She just got into that, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Now, are her and Brandy, like, you know, really good friends outside of the show? Like, do they genuinely hang out and see each other and all that good stuff? Or make girlfriends?
I mean, they do, yes, definitely. But, you know, they don't see each other that much, but they really do really hang out. And they really, I think, you know, Lisa tried to help her out. You know, Lisa has, but Brent doesn't have anything, as you know.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, Brandy doesn't have, she has nothing. So I think Lisa tried to help her out. That's why she put on her show and, you know, and then she can get something, at least, you know what I mean? So trying to create, you know, her fame and then, you know, get something out of it, I think it would be great for her.
Kevin, I have one last question for you about Faye Resnick. What do you think about her?
I mean, she has a lot of shit, don't you think so? She wants to be on that show so bad.
Yeah.
And she's trying so hard to be one of those, you know, the, you know, housewives. But you know what, though? To me, she's just like a nothing. You know, I mean, she's trying so hard, but you know what? She has no personality. I mean, she's trying so hard, but it's not going to prove. And, you know, what do you think?
Kevin, I was wondering if Faye tried to hire you to throw a party for her, would you take the job?
Ooh, good question.
Faye Resnick?
Yes.
Oh.
If she wanted you to throw a party.
No. Yeah, money's money, honey.
I know. Would you do? Would you be friends with her?
Well, no.
No?
Well, no.
What? Hello?
Well, no. Well, no.
I think something just messed up.
Okay.
Wait, do we still have Kevin?
Is he still on the line?
I'm going to check right now for you guys.
It's weird. It was almost
like... I think he said no.
Hell no.
Well, no.
Yeah, it's still doing it.
Oh.
Well, no.
He feels strongly.
So let's wait for them to call back.
Okay,
Mari's going to have to call back, too.
All right, while we wait for our callers to call back in...
Well, let me just say also, I got so much heat about Yolanda last week, and I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for her now, but like always, I'm going to have to stand my ground with this one. I mean... Yolanda got a lot of heat for the reunion, and I got a lot of heat for basically agreeing with it, you know? But
well, okay, since we're on the Yolanda train, let's talk about Yolanda and Kim. Let's talk about their whole exchange with the whole master cleanse thing, and you missed the appointment. I liked how Kim really stood up for herself and said, you know what, like, you know, I'm tired of everybody assuming that I'm, you know, taking pills or I'm not doing this, you know. She's really making it her business to be sober. This is the hardest time in her life. So I'm glad that she was, you know, saying, calling every single one of them bitches like, yep, I remember that conversation and I remember that and I remember that.
I remember,
you know,
everything.
Yeah, she checked all of them. So I'm glad that she did that. And just like we said earlier, she kind of had to do that. But what do you think about Yolanda's exchange with her about the whole master cleanse appointment they were supposed to have?
I was kind of disappointed with the way that Yolanda was sticking up with herself, or sticking up for herself last night. Or just, she just didn't seem like she was as firm, like, into... She was firm... Wow, I can't speak. Let me start over. I was disappointed with the way that Yolanda was handling herself because she wasn't as direct as she usually is. She was very firm and she stood her ground and she kept on denying things, but at least explain herself a little bit more. She just kind of seemed like she was backing up in a corner and, like, rather than clarifying, she was just being condescending and saying, no, we didn't, honey. No, we didn't.
Yeah, sweetheart.
No, we didn't, honey, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, clearly you could have at least... reiterated or clarified, well, yes, we tried to, but it took her a while to get there.
So what do we, what do we decide? Because they made a date to, like, with their producer or whoever through the, right, producer. The producer. So is that considered a promise? Is that considered we did set up a date, or is that considered?
I don't know. I think the fact, well, first of all, she made it seem like, or at least watching that episode and recalling it, she made it seem like, oh, let me call Kim, and, you know, I'm like, going to make penciled an appointment.
In. Yeah. She said, I called you four times or three times.
I left you voicemail.
Yes. And then Kim was like, and I called you back.
Yeah, she made it seem like she personally, let me email her about this master cleanse. But meanwhile, the truth came out, and it was all through the producers. So I think now knowing that they're meeting their appointments through the producers, I believe Kim.
I believe Kim.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, because I feel like Yolanda maybe like mistook something. And if you're booking it through the producers and you're not like calling her directly or emailing her directly or texting, and it's through a third party, well, come on. You know,
what? And the people in the AfterBuzz TV chat actually agree with you. I'm manning it right now. Manx 338 said the master cleanse was a misunderstanding created by production, and. Can I just say, Kim was really standing her own this reunion. And while I think that she is a little overly sensitive about certain topics, it was really refreshing to see her finally stick up for herself and be feisty and not, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was a whole other side of Kim that I've never really seen before. Yeah. And that's truth and proof in itself that she is sober and doing well, because she, you know, she came in guns blazing. I've never seen that side of her before.
Yeah, it was good.
On the flip side, I do believe that Yolanda did really genuinely take care of her in Paris and carry that shitty pillow or whatever.
Okay, how the, how does shit go on a get on a pillow?
Maybe it was from the duck.
How does shit get on a pillow?
The turtle.
She loves turtles.
Hold on. And I have to agree with Kim when Brandy even brought that up. Like, what was the point? Why did you even have to bring that up?
Because she's a naughty little girl.
Again,
she's
it's like, girl. I love Brandy, but, like, the things that she chooses to just throw out there, like, there was no reason for her to say that.
Because Brandy's someone who... It's like she said, you know, she's not someone who's out there to instigate things, but when people start attacking her, she will. And there were moments when, even though supposedly her and Kim had made all this progress, Kim did start to say, well, Brandy, no, you blah, 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 blah. And then Brandy, not saying that it's right, because it's totally not. Chick needs to sometimes get her word vomit under control.
Yeah.
But...
because that's just purely a comment that's going to embarrass her. Nothing
completely.
Else. It serves no purpose but to embarrass a grown woman.
And well, what I was saying was, yes, I do believe that Yolanda did have Kim's back and was genuinely taking care of her. But you know what? We saw what was going on. It did come across that Yolanda was talking a little smack about Lisa.
I was like, about to say, I do think she
said that. Did Lisa call you today? Did Lisa or Lisa shut up? You know, like, we've already talked about that. And the next day, they all go shopping together, Kim, Kyle, and Yolanda. And Yolanda's kind of like, if she really cared, did she call you? And so it's kind of like, well, and I kind of believe Kim and Kyle on this one. Like, I don't think that... I don't think Kim has the fucking energy to be like, yes, you said it. Like, if she didn't, she didn't. Kim right now is about Kim, and she needs to prove that she is sober, she's getting better, and she wants to, like, basically, like, claim her sanity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do think Kim was a little loopy on the trip. Not to say that she relapsed, but I do think she was a little loopy. And I do think that some of the ladies did use that against her with some of their arguments last night. At the same time, though, I really... feel like I kind of remember Yolanda saying something very similar to, if not verbatim, Lisa's a piece of shit. Does she actually think that about Lisa as a person? No, or Lisa's full of it, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And does she actually think that about Lisa as a person? No. Does she respect Lisa? Yes. But I think in that particular situation, I mean, we all saw Lisa was trying to bring up the issue at every single conversation, and Yolanda even called her out at the dinner table.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Lisa knew also that that Yolanda probably did say that, but just kind of wanted to take that chance to dig at Kim and Kyle and say, no, I don't believe you.
I mean, I agree with
a lot of people in the chat are saying they're upset that Yolanda helped Kim in Paris. She was there for her, and now Kim is trying to attack Yolanda at this reunion. And I don't see Yolanda saying verbatim, Lisa's a piece of shit, because I don't see her saying that. She may have said something that Kim and Kyle interpreted that way, but I don't think she said that. And because that just, it doesn't line up with her personality.
I
just say that behind Lisa's back too.
I don't think that Kim was attacking Yolanda. I think Kim was standing up for herself, first of all. And I agree with what you said earlier, Susan. I think of all people to lie, I don't think Kim is going to be the person to lie. She's trying to prove herself. And sobriety, part of being sober is being honest.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that she would lie. And I believe her and Kyle when it came to, you know, whatever Yolanda said about Lisa. I do.
I do too.
What do you think about that, Mari? Who do you believe?
There's what's that line, like, there are two different versions of truth or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that Yolanda may have said something, and on the chat they're saying something like maybe Lisa isn't being a good friend. Maybe she said something like that, but I don't think she said exactly Lisa's being a piece of shit. And I think that, because that doesn't line up. Yolanda has never once during the entire season talked about these women behind their backs. In fact, she tries to get these women to confront each other, and so it doesn't line up that she would talk shit behind someone's back.
I mean, like Giselle said earlier, I mean, I don't think that those were, in verbatim, those were the words, but it was along the lines, like, she's full of it, or just basically not being so true, like, just so true, like, true loyal. Yes, like a true loyal friend to Lisa. I think that was Kim's point, saying, like, you know what? You've said your piece about Lisa as well in Paris. It's not all like, oh, you know, I only have great things to say about Lisa. And I think that was her point.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw it on television. Yeah, we saw Yolanda. And like Giselle said, it's not because she doesn't respect Lisa or doesn't like Lisa. It's because at that situation, Lisa was being an asshole. You know, she was talking about it at dinner. She kind of kept making side conversation, and Yolanda was like, knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
And Yolanda speaks what she speaks, and, you know, we commended her for that. But when Kyle brought it up, I mean, I think Yolanda should have been like, yeah, I did say that.
Yeah, but along the lines,
in this context, because you were being an asshole. You were bringing it up to everybody that will listen.
Face.
Yes. So that's why I don't understand why she backpedaled so much instead of just
being
like, yeah, and I told you there too. So what's the big deal?
She's always someone who, she speaks with conviction. She speaks her mind. And even when Kyle brought up the thing about who should I believe, you or your blog? I feel like Yolanda should have said, believe both of them, because mm-hmm. I would say everything I read on my blog to your face, because I'm a smart woman and I know that what I'm putting on the computer is being seen by the entire world.
Right.
Let's talk about someone that's gotten a little left out. Taylor.
It takes me so long to realize that Taylor, like, hasn't been in the episode, and she's just completely irrelevant at this point. Like, she was barely talked about except for the fact that she had the lowest income and salary of the wives, and that was about it. Like, she's just kind of irrelevant at this point, I feel like.
I mean, well, let's talk about Taylor now. Let's give her the
she's
last,
in love. Okay, that's
last
it.
5 minutes. She is in love with the man who lives in Colorado. Who's still technically married, which obviously is a sore subject for Brandy. And then, well, here's one thing I want to talk about. I liked how Taylor apologized to Yolanda about, you know, her perception of her in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very big girl panties of her. What'd you guys think about that?
You know, I think it goes back to if you have an on-camera relationship or an off-camera relationship. Taylor kept saying that she was such good friends with the first wife, and she kept saying that over and over. And then we see her have this conversation with the wife at Lisa's party after almost the entire season has gone by. And she's like, so months ago, I met Yolanda, and I was kind of mean to her. And I thought, if she was her best friend, why
crying.
Didn't you call her?
Yeah.
I don't understand. So
Botox crying.
I just say a lot of the people on the guest chat are saying Taylor needs to be downgraded to a friend of a housewife. And I totally agree with that. Like, she was barely in it this season. The only time she was in it was when I feel like she was drinking on camera to try to create a storyline and then creating this fake fight with Yolanda again to try to stay relevant. Because then you saw the ex-wife, Linda Thompson, and she didn't give a shit that they were friends. And so
Thompson be joining the housewives?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask Kevin was, if he knew any inside scoop on who's going to be the new housewife, and how much say that current existing housewives have to the cast.
I do know that they do have the power to submit people.
They do, okay.
Yeah, in terms of being able to cast, it's a little different, but...
I wish we could have asked Kevin that.
Well, they seem pretty surprised then. when Andy said, okay, now we're going to bring out the newest housewife.
Wow, I know. That was
funny.
That was awesome.
They went for that.
Oh, that was awesome.
I have heard a rumor of who the next new housewife will be. We could talk about it later, but I'll just bring
Dana
it up now.
Devin.
LR?
No.
Lisa Rinna?
No, it's actually a black woman.
What?
Yeah. Deanna, I heard that too. I'm Googling her now.
And I actually heard that too. Well, here's the funny thing, because you know all we black people, we know each other. I actually know her personal assistant. But her name is Monica Baroness. She's a baroness. Her name is Monica von Neumann. I believe that's her last name. And it's rumored that she's going to be the next housewife. She lives in Beverly Hills. She's married to this shipping, you know, tycoon. And she's a very fabulous woman. So
she calls herself the Black Martha Stewart.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
She's got a line of candles.
Ooh, her and Yolanda are going to go at it. Because Yolanda should have been born Martha Stewart's daughter.
That's right.
Yeah, she's got an older daughter. So we will see if the rumors hold true about that. Let's bring up one other thing. So it looks like, remember how the whole situation with Taylor and her daughter, she was like, oh, you've got Kennedy, I don't know where Kennedy is, whatever. It sounds like something got lost in editing, because Kyle brought up the fact that on the phone, I guess she had mentioned something about the little girl being picked up by the nanny or something to explain it, but we didn't get to hear that. Do you think that's kind of effed up of the producers, of just how it's edited to make it look like she's a negligent mom?
Yeah.
It's effed up, but I do think she's a little bit of a negligent mom.
Yes.
I mean... You know, great, you're in love, and when you're in love, you know, you don't really think, but you have a daughter to think about right now.
A young
she's kind of at that point right now where it's not like she's two or three where you can just kind of put her wherever and she won't know what state she's in or what house she's in. She's like, you know, getting to be like 5-6 years old. Like, that's when you start to develop your social skills and you develop relationships with your teachers and you establish your place in school, especially because, you know, I know that they want to do the private school system in Beverly Hills, and that's something that, you know, it's obviously they can get into, but, you know, I just don't think it's healthy for her to all of a sudden be like, okay, let's just pick everything up and go to Colorado and start fresh.
Yeah, she might
like,
be better
off
there,
might
though.
Be start fresh for someone to start single when they're 25, not when they have kids or a child to worry
she's
about.
She's too hard to leave now.
I know, too
hard. No, I think I gotta give Taylor some slack on this one. She's been through a lot, and I really do think it was a mix-up, and producers and editors made it look worse than it was. I think that she was supposed to be with, like, a mom and a nanny, and that somehow there was a mix-up, but I don't think that she is a negligent mom, and I think she's doing the best she can. I will give her that.
Okay, but do you believe that she didn't know her Hermes bags were fake?
She said that she did.
She knew that they were fake.
Or no, she didn't. Okay, just kidding. Sorry.
She said she found out they were. I'm sure she knew and was like, great, this is a good settlement deal for me. I'll give them some fake Hermes bags.
I didn't even think I would admit that. But we only have 5 minutes left, so I want to like wrap up a few more things.
Yes, anybody
have any thoughts about Mauricio, you know, his whole explanation to Brandy? Anybody?
I gave you mine. I thought he handled himself well.
I really think that Kyle tried so hard to be neutral this season. I think Mauricio tried to do the same and try to support his wife. And in doing so, in some moments, they just either talked out of turn and kind of ruined their plan, or they did the thing where they did the silence disengaging and in actuality ended up having more power in the silence that made them look bad.
And Mauricio said, like, he was very passionate about this specific topic, not because it was Adrian and Paul. I think he would have been passionate about if it happened to any one of the cast members, because that's bringing children involved, you know? And he said, I'm sorry, I apologize if my passion came out too aggressive. Mm-hmm. So he apologized for that. I thought he handled himself well.
I thought he was totally classy. He did apologize, and I do not believe the people who are trying to drag his business through the mud.
Oh, he's fine. He's selling houses.
And those size 12 feet.
Hey.
Abuse. Do we believe any of the allegations of abuse when it comes to Adrian and Paul?
No.
And it was great that the whole cast came to his defense. The fact that Adrian is trying to throw her ex-husband through the mud, I love that the entire cast came to his defense and denied it. And even though they've all been through shit, even Brandy, all of them, even Ken, they all came to his defense.
Yeah. Perhaps this is inappropriate to say, but in some of the earlier episodes, we saw they have a boxing gym in their house. And Adrian can flip a guy. Like, she, Paul even said, I'm afraid of Adrian. She could beat me up. And she shows herself, like, flipping a guy over. Like, she's got pipes. You know, I just can't see her being this, like, defenseless, frail person because, I don't know, she just has a huge personality. You know, maybe it's inappropriate for me to say what I just said. If I offended anyone, I apologize, but I just don't believe it.
And really quickly, were you guys surprised to hear from Lisa that there was a lot going on in their marriage, that Paul had left Adrian a few times?
I was surprised that she said it.
Yes. Yeah. I'm surprised that she didn't. I mean, I commend her for not saying it and keeping it to herself until now. And saying that, you know what, actually there were problems in the household.
It didn't just come, like, out of nowhere.
But I really respect the fact that Lisa didn't make it a gossip piece.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
know, until she had to speak about it.
Agreed. Agreed.
Whenever they start, though, with they've confided in me and then reveal what the confidence is.
All right, well, we're running out of time.
Yeah, let's do our last 3 minutes. We want to shout out some fans.
For our Twitter fans who's been with us throughout the whole season, Adrian, of course, Kelly Black, So Randy for Rosa, and Stephen Duke all the way from the UK, Canada, and our YouTube followers, Max36, Taylor Hawken, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Bravo. I love this person. I don't know if he's male or female, but so opinionated. And I mean, I just love it. Good, bad, or indifferent. We always said from the beginning.
Yeah, we love it.
And we appreciate everything and every time you guys commented.
Mari, do you have any shout-outs from anybody from the chat room?
Shout-out to Christy Lynch and Manix38, and just thanks, everyone, for watching and listening this week. I will miss chatting about this with you girls every week.
I know.
Do
you have any shout-outs, Giselle?
I gave mine for today, so
you want to give it again? You want to give it again?
Give it again.
Well, Natalie, do you want to do your plug?
I'll
shout out for our show, Real Drunk Housewives, and we're at Real Drunk House W on Twitter, and we'll be hopefully in North Carolina and a date in August, and in Arizona in September.
Awesome!
Hey, girl.
Follow us on Twitter.
We just really want to let everybody know we really appreciate your dedication. You're always tuning in to listen, to watch for the whole season of this show. It's been really great. We enjoy coming in every single week, breaking down the show, dishing with you guys. We love your phone calls. Thanks, Chris, from the Bronx tonight. And a big thank you to Kevin. And it's just been so much fun.
Hell no.
I can't believe it's over. It's over. But I don't know. I guess till we meet again. Do you have your shout-outs ready?
Yeah, I do. Taylor, Adrian, Chris, Jonathan, let's see, Tamara, Mari Fagel. Just kidding.
Thanks for my
shout-out. She's your biggest fan.
Well, thank you, guys. It's been a really great season of Housewives, and come back and see us.
Bye.
Let's do New Jersey. Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, darlings!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.